We know very little about the formative years of Jesus' life. Luke is the only gospel that alludes to it, and he gave only one instant of that period of time between his birth and his baptism. In Luke, the second chapter, beginning in verse 41, we read, "Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be with a group, they went a day's journey. But when they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances, and when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, 'Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress.' And he said to them, 'Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?' At the age of 12, age 12 was a very significant age for a Jewish boy. They started at a trade. Every Jewish boy learned a trade. He started to be able to sit with the men in the synagogue, and he was required to know the law and keep it. Jesus fulfilled these responsibilities. The Passover itself was one of the three sacred Jewish feasts. Mary and Joseph took Jesus when he was 12 years old to Jerusalem for this feast. About 3 or 4 days from Nazareth up to Jerusalem. You always going to read going up to Jerusalem and returning down from Jerusalem, because that's Jerusalem. David put it on a high point. So you went uphill, downhill. And after the feast, Mary and Joseph began their trip home, but Jesus was not with them. They thought he was with relatives or friends. They traveled in groups and kind of caravans to Jerusalem for the Passover. And they did not find him, so they returned to Jerusalem, and after 3 days found him in the temple. Let's not be or misinterpret this. A lot of times we do. Jesus had not taken over the class. Now, the class we talk about here is that a practice that they had in the synagogue where the men got together and they discussed Scripture. And they'd ask questions, they'd answer questions, they would just discuss. And Jesus joined in, but he did not take over the class. He was not teaching the teachers. All were amazed because of his interest in spiritual matters. Actually, Jesus at this particular time, 12 years old, he was doing what all Jewish boys were supposed to be able to do at age 12. But you know as well as I do that all that's not going to happen. And they were really amazed because of the questions he was asking, the answers he was giving, entering into the discussion, and just being 12 years old. Interestingly enough, these words that Jesus spoke to his mother, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" are the first words that we have of Jesus. The first words that we have recorded that he ever spoke. And that just a sidelight. Another sidelight that we want to mention is found in Luke, the second chapter, in verse 51, which is the next verse after they started home. "And he went down with them," down to Nazareth, "went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them." Underline that in your thoughts. Jesus Christ, Son of God, deity on earth, living as a human and as God. Well, with all that we know about it, he obeyed his parents. He was submissive to his mother and daddy. Now, I'm going to do something maybe a little bit different this morning. For those of us who are members of the church, I want to give some questions for us to think about. As a disciple of Christ, a follower of Jesus Christ, do we take any journeys without Jesus? Journey may be the wrong description. Sometimes the time spent without Jesus may be a few minutes. It may be an hour, a day, a week, or even longer. But as a child of God, are there times when we travel, when we go about our affairs, when we do things, and we don't have Jesus with us because we are not following what we know that Jesus wants us to do? The location may vary. It may be at the workplace. We're around different kinds of people. It might be driving home from work. It may be when we get home things are not going exactly right. It might be even within the family when we get together as a family. Forgetting about Jesus may involve an activity that's not wrong within itself. We'll use example since football's starting. If I'm a big fan of the Texans, as a member of the body of Christ, I cannot get season tickets because they play on the Lord's Day at 12 o'clock. And I can't go. Yet many of us may go. It may be the entertainment I choose. Can I feel assured that the entertainment that I go to, that Jesus is with me, that I'm traveling with Jesus? Or what about those times when we are alone by ourselves with our thoughts, with our reading, with our watching, with our interest? The time that we spend thinking, are there times when we know that Jesus is not around? May I ask you and myself, are these trips without Jesus planned? Or do they just happen? Do we hold the idea that some people hold, and I've heard expressed, that our lifestyle is so pressurized, time-consuming, responsibilities on every hand, pressure, 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 and it just gets to a point when I need a break. I need to get away. I need to escape. I need some variety in my lifestyle. I can't cut my paycheck. I can't cut my associations. But who can I cut? What about time off? What about maybe a vacation? Where I need to get away. You know, I was just thinking about the ones doing the bulletin and picking up his job and the pressure on it. I'm not bragging or anything, but I know what they went through because I published a bulletin for close to 40 years straight. It gets tiresome. Responsibilities. Do we take for granted that Jesus is with us 24/7 because we're members of the Church of Christ? Do we just take it for granted? Is it something that we assume? If we think about things such as this, is it usually on Sunday? And maybe Sunday morning? I want to ask another question. Can I, as a Christian, renew my journey with Him? Without Bible repentance. Changing my heart. Praying to God of heaven to forgive me of my sin. And change. Correct my life. I must remember that this walk with Jesus began when I was baptized. For some of us in the audience, it might be a year ago, but I made a commitment. For more of us, it may be more years, a lot of years. And we make commitments to be with Jesus. And we know that sin enters our lives and changes us. And where are we? We need to remember one important, very important fact. Jesus never leaves us. If He's not with us, it's because we left Him. We disobeyed Him, or we did not learn what He wanted us to learn. We did not grow in our faith, in our knowledge, in our zeal, as He desires for us to. We're not walking with Him because we left Him. In learning to live as Jesus desires for us to live, His desires for His disciples, we must look at our whole lives, the whole package. At work, at home, at play, Jesus has rules, if you want to put it that way. He has a way that we are supposed to be, that He wants His children to be. In relationships, you name it. And He's taking care of it. And we talk about wanting to go to heaven. And we're living on this earth. Everything to get correct with Jesus is of a spiritual nature. It deals in the spiritual. It deals in the Holy Book. It deals in living in prayer. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. I want to do something or say something that might take you by surprise. I want to invite you back, all of you, all of us, back at 5 o'clock for a worship service here in this building of God's people. You know who said he was going to be here? Jesus Christ. He's going to be here. Will you? If you're any way subject to the gospel invitation, won't you come as we stand and sing?